Testing 1 2, testing 1 2. Testing 1 2 3, testing 1 2 3.
I now call the January 16th meeting of the Carnegie County Council to order. Thank y'all for being here. I'm going to call on the clerk to call the roll.
Mayor Williams.
Here.
Mayor Pro Tem Mark.
Present.
Councilmember Berger.
Here.
Councilmember Johns.
Present.
Councilmember Kennedy.
Here.
Councilmember
Sweeney.
Here.
I'll now call on Councilmember Jackie John Lewis and Pledge of Allegiance. Please stand.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
You may be seated. Mr. Johns, on the identification.
It's another day that the Lord has blessed us with to be able to see the closing of this day. Let us pray. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, we thank you for the many blessings that you have blessed us with. And as we come into this place, we pray a special blessing for the grounds that we are standing on, because it could have been another way. Now, Father, bless this town in a special way. We pray, our Father, that what we do here tonight will be a blessing to the town of Ghana and the community, and to the state, and to the country. Let us do the things that is pleasing in your sight, and if we do those things that is pleasing in your sight, we know will be accomplished thing for the taxpayers and the citizens of Ghana. Bless those who are behind the scene that we do not see, but Father, we give them the praise for what they do too. Now bless us, and may we be a blessing to those we have to serve. We pray in your name. Amen.
Connections, petitions, and comments. Best time on the agenda if anyone to address the council on anything not on the agenda. Okay, very good. Moving forward. The adoption of the agenda.
Move to approve.
Second. All in favor, vote by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed. Now we have a very special thing going on here. Recognize the retirement of Sergeant Troy Young and Officer David Taylor, Mr. Dickerson, Chief Lidma.
Mr. Mayor, Town Council, it's my pleasure to be before you tonight to recognize two gentlemen, two officers in the police department that have done a great job for the town of Garner over the years, and so they'll get their due justice. I'm going to call them up individually. Mr. Troy Young first, to be recognized for his 29 years with the town of Garner. Congratulations. Thanks for everything you've done, and I'm going to share a few highlights with you about Officer Young's career, Sergeant Young's career, and Chief Zudema will also share some remarks with you. Had the pleasure of attending his a ceremony they had for both officers today, and one thing that really impressed me, someone said, is that Sergeant Young has spent a lot of his career helping keep officers safe. I'm not sure if you know this, but one of his main duties over the years has been officer training. Self-defense and those type of things. He's also done a lot with the town as far as helping secure our grounds and giving us some advice on
with the acronym
SEPTED, yeah, safety, environmental kind of safety around buildings and those type of things. So he's been a great asset to the town. But he started with the town of Garner in 1988 as a police officer, and went through the ranks in few positions and became a sergeant in 2013. One of the things he did early on was he was a DARE instructor, so he, you know, was in the schools and teaching the youth about public safety and those type of things. This says he restarted public safety days, so that tells me that it must have went away for some reason or another, but through his efforts it came back, and it's one of the, I think, larger police events we do every year with the community. And like I said before, he's responsible for recruitment and training and standards for the department, and has done a great job with that. Got a lot of praise and accolades today for those type of things. But so he's been with us for a while, and we're going to miss him. But to put it in perspective, in 1988 when he started, the price of a gallon of gas was 91 cents. Less than a dollar. We'll probably never see that again, right? The Stealth Bomber was unveiled, and Rain Man and Die Hard were the popular movies of the day.
So which one of those are your favorite?
Die Hard? Okay. All right. So we want to commend Officer Young for all the work and all the dedication he's given to the town of Garner over the last 29 years, and we appreciate everything he does and everything you've done for the officers on this staff,
keeping them safe each and every day. So.
Mr. Mayor, members of council, thank you for a few minutes of your time. I won't repeat everything I said about Troy earlier. I would just leave you with a message that I think Troy really, I did mention this earlier, he is the epitome of the servant leader. So he's been an informal leader in this organization for a good portion of the first part of his career. He's been a formal leader since shortly after I got here. And he has, as Rodney mentioned, he's provided training to essentially an entire generation of police officers. So there were probably 20 or 25 police officers in the room tonight. And if we had asked who's been influenced by Troy Young and his training, every hand there would have gone up. But you could walk down to, if we held a retirement meeting, and there'd be another group of that would raise their hand. And then beyond that, there's hundreds, if not thousands, that he's taught through Wake Tech and through basic law enforcement training and doing his own programs. So I'm happy for him. It's a significant loss for us because you don't replace Troy Young. You don't replace those 30 years of experience. And to me, again, he not only is the servant leader, but he also epitomizes, I think, commitment, integrity, and professionalism. And we will miss him, but he is well-deserving of this. And I would also just mention he's here with his family. And, again, mention it over there. Would mention here thank you to them because this job's not the easiest thing in the world to do, and it certainly is not the easiest thing in the world to put up with. So thank you to Kelly and the family, and congratulations to all of you.
I guess I would also add that he trained me, too, because he guided me through the POPAT when I ran the POPAT course. So I'm probably one of the few town managers that you guided through the POPAT. So you have that honor. But just want to also, while I'm here, give Troy a token of our appreciation from the town.
To do what you wish. And give you a moment to speak if you would like to say a few words.
Well, first of all, I just thank you to my family for God giving me the opportunity to serve in an honorable profession for the last 29 plus years. Thank you to the town for your support. Some of you have been on the board since I started. I remember Mayor Ronnie Williams was a post office employee when I first started here. Saw him every day I worked just about. So, and I appreciate all you guys have done, town manager, chief. I told him earlier, he pushed me, but that's what we need sometimes. We get a little old and get a little stagnant, and we need somebody to get in behind us and give us a little bit of push. It's been a great place to work, a great place to be a part of, and I thank the town of Garner for the opportunity.
Congratulations.
All right, we're going to ask David Taylor to come up next. Officer Taylor started with the town of Garner in 1999, but he spent many years before that, I guess, in the highway patrol. So he's got many of years in law enforcement. A lot of his career spent on traffic safety. So another comment that I really took to heart today was how he has kept the citizens of Garner safe on the roads and the thoroughfares that we have coming through Garner, and how each and every day how serious he takes that assignment. He's also, since 2009, been a K-9 officer, so we know how valuable that is, taking on that responsibility. David is currently a senior officer, and others look up to him for guidance, especially as it relates to traffic safety and some of the things he's done since he's been here. He's got a lot of good comments from the public. I got a note here from a citizen that had a flat tire, and it was raining, and David took the time to pull over and check on the citizen and the motorist and change the tire in the rain. So he's be commended for that type of customer service. And then some other comments talking about how nice and helpful he was, and how respectful he's always when he stops you. Even though he's giving you a ticket, he always remains respectful. So, but 99 gallon of gas was $1.22. Hurricane Floyd came through, so I imagine we were pretty busy around that time. And the movies were Toy Story 2 and The Matrix. So,
Matrix. You sure?
Okay. All right. Give you one more chance. All right. All right. But in all seriousness, I want to thank David for his commitment to the town of Garner and each and everything he's done to keep us safe and keep the motorists and the visitors that come through Garner safe. And we have a token of our appreciation for him here.
So David, I think, is also, he's been a big part of this Garner Police Department family, as has his family. Most of you, I'm sure, know Kathy. So Kathy has always been around the police department, and certainly over the last couple of years, she's officially, semi-officially, joined us through her affiliation with PAIL. But anytime you looked and you saw David, you always saw Kathy around and supporting this family, doing things outside of work. That I think is really a part of what makes this department and this town and this community special. So David has certainly been a part of that. He has been a police officer that just comes to work and takes care of business. He's not high maintenance. He's not flashy. He's not looking for attention. He's just coming to work to do his job. And so he certainly has done that for a majority of his career in the traffic safety arena. Again, as I mentioned at the meal tonight, he is very we are fortunate to not have a significant crime issue in town, but we have a lot of traffic, and so that's where some of our concerns lie. And so, as Rodney indicated, David has made a significant impact over his 18-plus years with this police department in making the highway safer for all of us. He's met a few people along the way that may have gotten a piece of paper occasionally from him, but he has done his duty to make that safer. And then he's also gone above and beyond, as was referenced, because when you take on a canine, it's one thing to do this job, 4 days on and 4 days off. But when you take that dog, you do this 4 days on and then 4 days on and then 4 days on and then 4 days on, because the dog needs attention every day. So he and Bandit were an amazing team for us. I know they have developed a super strong bond. We're glad he was able to have Bandit go with him. And then towards the end of his career, he stepped up and became a formal leader for us for a little while when we needed it. And then finally, we got him sort of back home into traffic safety, where he spent his last months, again, out making the roads safer. And until his last day, he was out there stopping cars and reminding people of what the law is and what the law isn't. So as you would expect, he worked hard every day up to his last day and gave us everything we could have asked from him. So I'm also proud to congratulate him as he heads into semi-retirement now. Congratulations.
First off, I'd like to thank my wife, Kathy, and my family for putting up with my career choice for all the years of not being at events and stuff like that. I'd like to thank the Garner Police Department for having faith in hiring me to do my job. Chief Zuderman, I've only been with you 8 years, but I enjoyed working with you every minute of the time. And I want to thank the town council for being there for the police department, helping us out, giving us everything we try to ask for and stuff like that when it's brought to you and stuff like that.
Congratulations. Take care of yourself.
Yes, sir.
If Troy loses this tie, I'm gonna pick it up and keep it. I like that tie.
Congratulations. Thank you, sir.
Sure.
One last opportunity to tell you. I know. There'll be something in your paycheck.
Mr. Marshman said he'd like to make a few comments, and the rest of the council can if they choose to do so.
Well, yeah, gentlemen, before you leave, let us thank you one more time for your service. I was thinking that's a lot of experience walking out the door with your retirements, and one of the words that I heard often over at your retirement ceremony was one I was reminded of, and that was thank you for protecting us. And in many ways, we take for granted that as citizens, there are somebody out there who are protecting us. We are usually not aware of it until we get in a situation where we need protecting, but you've done that ably. I admire the work that you've done. You worked for a good department, and you both made substantial contributions to it. So thank you personally for your service, and I wish you well in your retirement.
I would like to also make a comment. Several years ago, I took a self-defense class for women with Sergeant Young, and feel much safer after that. I made my daughter take the class, too. She's 25 now and has finally forgiven me. But I appreciate all the hard work you did and going above and beyond to make our community a safer place to be. And with David, you know, when I pass you on the side of the road stopping somebody, I know that Garner is a safer place to be on the road because of you. And now that you are moving on to your next phase of your life, other people will be able to do your job, but nobody else will be able to fill your shoes. So thank you both.
It's well to say that we have two young men who have given almost a half a century of their life to dedicate to the safety of the citizens, the taxpayers here in Ghana. I bid you Godspeed for your blessing as you move on, and I look forward to one day retiring myself. But it's not going to be in the near future. I'm just getting started. I'm still a teenager. But again, we appreciate what you have done for us, and the taxpayers of Ghana have been blessed by having you to serve and to keep us safely.
All right.
Thank both of you for your hard work and your service. 47 plus years of service to the town of Garner. It says a lot for both of you. So thank you and enjoy your semi-retirement.
But
certainly appreciate the work that you put in over the many years. Sometimes us citizens, when we see the shield, we don't always appreciate the people that are standing behind the shield, and but thank you for your service. There'll be some that can succeed you, but it'll be hard for find people that can replace you. So all I can do is say I've experienced going through the process of going through retirement, and you'll find your place, and I hope you will enjoy your retirement and it be fruitful in more ways than just making a supplemental income, but enjoy life. Congratulations, and I hope you do enjoy the rest of your time.
Hey guys, thank you. Congratulations. Okay, next on the agenda is the consent agenda. And we'll pull anything.
Mr. Mayor, item number two for a little information.
What's your question?
this real estate that we're talking about, I may have been out of commission at the time. Would somebody kind of briefly up the date, you know, there?
Yes, sir. This was something that came before the council previously, and council extended us the parameters to, within which to negotiate. This is for the property where the Stevenson home is on Rand Mill Road, and the interest the town has in that is to be able to better improve the parking lot that we have behind Main Street by using some of this property to be able to enhance that parking lot. And then if there's other development opportunities that there's still space for, then we could help foster those development opportunities.
Thank you.
Can you make a motion to move to the rest?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor, let us say aye.
Aye.
All opposed. Aye. Okay, public hearing. No public hearings. The lobbyist activity report. Mr. Bridges.
Well, since David Taylor left, the revenue for traffic attorneys is probably going to drop for about 50%. See him go. Did an excellent job. So, since we have some time tonight, let me just try to engage you in some dialogue and tell you just some of the basic things that I've been working on. Even though I've been your mayor before, I still feel nervous standing up here on TV. So, anyway, this year I've talked with Mr. Dickerson about this. What I want to try to focus on is communicating with you more and better about what I've been doing and what's going on. As you may know, each month I do a journal of my activity and provide that to Mr. Dickerson. At the end of December, I emailed those to y'all. If y'all can open the Word documents, you can see them. If not, I don't know, Mr. Dickerson may have provided them to you in your packet or whatever. Also this year, I have invested in subscribing to the North Carolina Insider. I add some of those articles, especially those on economic development and transportation, to that journal. So you have the benefit of that. And also that helps me have some perspective about what's going on in particular meetings. For instance, I was at the legislature last week for their one-day session, and I sat in on a committee meeting, and they voted, the House committee voted to buy a machine to detect new chemical compounds, and it's about $500,000, and I thought, that's great. And after reviewing the Insider and seeing some more perspective, I found that the Senate wanted them to do much more. And so that North Carolina Insider subscription helps me have some perspective that I would not otherwise get by going to a single meeting. So we subscribe to that as part of what I do. In regard to the school board, I have discussions with Monika very often, and as you know now, it's a $1.5 billion entity. You know, I could spend my whole lobbying time just focusing on the school board and still not know probably half of what they do. For instance, there is a fairly new Office of Equity Affairs that tries to focus on equity in school instruction and equity in school discipline. That's that whole fairly new section. Monica sent me a quick email before I came today, and what I found, and I hope that you found with respect to the school board over this last session, is I feel like, and of course it's not my job to defend them or speak for them, but I feel like they're trying to be more accountable, listen, try to make some concessions where they can. And, you know, we've talked about that a little bit. They tried to adjust their grandfathering policy. They, you know, have their public hearings about school assignment. And I feel like they're doing their best to try to listen. We talked earlier last year about how they would deal with some of the athletic facilities and all that at Garner Magnet, the Garner Magnet that's opening up again in the fall. And we had some good discussions about that, and the school board was very was responsive to those concerns and agreed to make a few changes, and did so also with respect to South Garner, made a few changes. One of the issues that's remaining is I don't think that there is anything in the budget to build a new chain link fence around that property. That old fence is, and I've had discussions with the AD about this, and we talked about this at the meeting several months back. There's no money in the budget to put up a new fence, so you know, if you've been by there, you know there's that old rusted fence there. You know, that's something that you know, I'm plan to talk to Monica some more about, to the school board about, to the AD about, and see if there's some way that fairly small issue can be resolved. And you know that they're putting in new sidewalks, new curb and gutter, and of course a big new building. And I don't know whether they've planned on replacing that at some point or not. So that's something that we might engage them some more about, a small issue. Found out some more about the new principal at South Garner. His name is Roderick Brewington. He was here at Garner years ago and coached JV basketball with Eddie for a year, probably in the 90s, maybe later. Someone reminded me about him, I remembered who he was. He, as I told you last time, has been a principal at, or assistant principal at Enloe, is currently, I think, the principal at Longview, but he, I think, was head basketball coach at Leesville Road for a while, but he spent a few years there, a couple of years at least at Garner, and I remember him being a friendly, nice, good JV basketball coach here. So he's going to be at South Garner. Y'all have also may have heard the news that Coach Gray may be retiring. Boy, that's the big shocker. And we don't know. We don't know for sure about that. Retiring as head basketball coach, at least. Maybe, maybe not. You know, he retired and he's a part-time teacher and has been there at Garner since I was in school there and Gray was in school there in 1978. And also, wanted to tell you that Bill Fletcher has mentioned to me at least a couple of times that he wanted to come spend some time with us. help us however he could. He's, you know, a member of the real estate profession, and he's aware of the concerns that they have had over the years. And he wanted to, he offered to come and spend as much time with us as we would have him do to talk about those issues and help address any of the concerns that we might have. He's mentioned that, and hope that we can reach out to him sometime. All right, and to the county commission for a minute, Jessica Holmes told me today that she expects that she may be able to come for our February 27th work session to have our discussion or roundtable discussion about affordable housing. So she responded back, I don't know, that's kind of a tentative date. I don't know if that's going to work for sure, but she gave me a quick text back to say that she could probably come on February 27th. And also at the end of the month last year, I sent you all a copy of the consent decree by the Eastern District Federal Court that talks about how the local elections are going to be done next year. And I've tried to confirm this with a couple of other people. So, you know, sometimes when I go to these meetings and read these documents, I like to try to confirm as best I can what folks are saying and what is on paper, or whether there's some potential for change. So in that consent decree, as you all may know, this year, all the county commissioners and all the school board members are running for 2-year terms. Every last one of them, all at one time. So that's 7 county commissioners and 9 school board members are all running this year for 2-year terms. And theory being, you know, those 2-year terms are going to be up in 2020 when the General Assembly gets to do this all over again and redraw legislative districts, and they may consider redrawing some local districts. Commissioners are going to run countywide in their partisan races as usual, as they have done before. Matt Calabria, as you may know, is not running for re-election as a county commissioner. He is running for Nelson Dollars, District 36 House seat, and is in a primary or may be in a primary with Jennifer Farrell, who ran unsuccessfully in that House seat last time. That district is probably going to have some Garner in it. Anyway, that will be a race that is of interest to us, or of more interest. All of them will be of interest. So, but anyway, this is going to be a 2018 with all these people running is going to be a wonderful opportunity for us to, you know, spend some time with them and get to know them, because they're going to be all out there. I mean, county commissioners, of course, are running countywide, so they're going to need to spend some time here. So I hope we'll have time to invite them here and spend some time with them. As you may know, Lindy Brown has said that she's going to run for the District 2 County Commission seat. We're speculating that some others may run, but that's the only one that we know of who's going to run for now. School board, again, they're all 9 of them are running for 2-year terms. They're going to run in their regular districts. And I have not talked with Monica to know whether she's running for reelection or not, but we'll find out. The filing period, I think, begins on February 12th. So I've got some other things I can tell you, but, you know, please, if y'all have questions, if there's something else you'd like me to think about, I'm happy to. I talked with Mr. Dickerson about communication and trying, I'm going to try to figure out how to do emails with maybe publisher or some other format that's a easier to read format, but that's something that we're going to work on. I want to try to send you some more emails and at least report or be available to report to you once a month at the second meeting or whatever meeting is best to let you know what's going on. And y'all have any questions? There's a couple of other things I can tell you about.
Take advantage of this fair opportunity. There's not a big crowd here. Get it all off your chest.
Say that again?
Get it all off your chest.
Yeah. Well, I know. I it's a good time to talk because last time, in fact, when I came and I spoke to you right before you were had a long discussion about holiday pay and getting ready to go into a closed session, I didn't feel like I should take that much time to talk about that. Y'all have plenty to do, plenty of talk to talk about. But there's all, you know, I could tell you more and more and more about other stuff that's going on. Campo website said that their meeting is not yet canceled for tomorrow, but they're going to let us know at 10 o'clock tomorrow whether we're going to have a snow day for Campo.
So Sam, I'd like to comment on that, or maybe you were going to, but yeah, your 12-13-17 entry regarding Campo, I want to commend you, and I guess John Hodges and whoever else was there, but I know one of our local businesses, Morris Associates, Mr. Bill Morris, was there to express his concern about the potential future realignment of Jones Sausage Road and how that I guess the initial alignment was going to bring that road right through a portion of his property there. And if I understood your notes correctly, obviously John and maybe others spoke to that issue, and it appears, at least initially, that Campo was sensitive to that road alignment. I mean, that's a Of course, it's a long-term business. I believe he employs 126 people here in Garner. Most of us have had a chance to meet Mr. Morris. So I think anything we can do to accommodate his concerns, we ought to do. And it appears that at least preliminarily that's what's happening. So I commend those who spoke at that particular issue. And are hopefully he feels as though we have his back on that particular concern.
He does. I talked to him that afternoon, and you know, he called me about wanting to go before Campo, and I encouraged him to do so. And John, you done a good job. Who went with you? Who went with you?
Sam and I were there.
Yeah, y'all done a good job.
Yeah, Mr. Morris and Mr. Hodges did a great job of presenting that, and the Campo board was very, very receptive to accommodating that, and the staff too. So I expect that's a long-term project where there's going to be plenty of opportunity to make an adjustment there.
Good.
And one of the things I could tell you about Campo is, and I've talked with Mr. Dickerson, Mr. Hodges, and Mayor Williams some about this is, you know, there's just not enough money in that formula for, and we talked about this before 100 times, but to reiterate it, and not anywhere near enough money in that STI formula for secondary roads for Wake County. And when I was at Metro Mayor's meeting, I asked Mayor Vaughn of Greensboro, I said, do y'all have a lot of traffic in Greensboro like we do? And she said, well, we might have four cars line up at a stoplight sometime. And it's just, you know, we're in a different position, and I don't know if Charlotte is in the same position, but we're in a very different position, and I hope that we can find a way to let our legislators and statewide legislators know that, you know, we're not in that same ballgame. We're a small town stuck in the middle of in a wonderful position, however, you know, between Raleigh and Clayton and Raleigh and Fuquay, and where, you know, so many of our issues deal with having to accommodate those who are passing through at rush hour. And on secondary roads like Old States Road, Alex Rickard at Campo would also tell you there's just not enough money to get a fix for that into the lineup right now. So, and Mr. Hodges and I have talked a little bit about trying to figure out a way that we might be able to address that from a lobbyist point of view. And talked to Mayor Byrne about that at Metro Mayors, and that's something that maybe if we could collaborate, you know, maybe we could make a little headway on that. But we're just in a different position than everybody else. And sometime I can show you kind of how that formula breaks down, and how it works exactly, but it would be great to have a change there. So that's something that I could work on. And then, so I'll come back to see you in February and March, and the short session doesn't start until May. And so we've covered one of the redistricting cases tonight, which appears to have ended at least temporarily by that consent decree. And so in February, we can talk some more about the other redistricting cases, the legislative districts and the congressional districts, and whatever else you want to talk about. And I'll end with one comment for bipartisanship that you may have already seen, but I think it's worth repeating by one of our legislative members. And after, as you know, the Toyota Mazda facility went to Alabama, Phil Berger was quoted saying, "It is bitterly disappointing to be the runner-up for the new Toyota Mazda facility. But I want to sincerely thank Governor Roy Cooper and Secretary Tony Copeland for their tireless efforts to recruit the plant to North Carolina," said Phil Berger, President pro tempore of the Senate. "They work closely and transparently with the legislature on this project and did everything that could be done to close the deal." Boy, that's unlike almost 99.9% of what we hear. But I thought that's certainly worth repeating and still being mindful that there is some lot of potential for bipartisanship there. And so when I'm there, I try to my best to work towards that end. So.
Anybody? We're humbled most in when we're defeated, I think.
Right. Look. Thank you, Sam, for being here. I'll be the first to admit you've asked a couple of times, you know, just have informal sessions, and I failed to take advantage of it. Just sometimes things don't work.
Yeah.
But you certainly have offered. I want to comment on two or three things you mentioned. One, the Board of Education, I tend to agree with you that the board seems to be hearing some of what we've consistently spoken about over the years, and that's when they came back with some common sense approach on the school assignments, mm-hmm. regarding how to implement two new schools in the area. When you spoke about the, let me go ahead and cover Bill Fletcher. Mr. Fletcher has really been a positive influence with us on a few times that we've had a chance to meet with him, and he's always come here to meet with us and with other school board members. But I would hope that we would like to hope that we collectively would take advantage of his initiative to meet with us, because I think he could really, I think he sees us from a different perspective than we see ourselves, particularly with from the growing real estate and the residential growth. I think he could help really educate us and make us think about policy issues that I don't have that talent, and I think he could bring something to the table for us. One of the things you mentioned about the fencing at the Garner Magnet, I would suggest that if you can get access to somebody that will show you the budget and how that budget is progressing with the project, and in particular to see how far they've had to dig into their contingency account, because every budget's got a contingency. They may not want to show it to you, but it's there.
Okay.
And at the end, there's going to be a lot of dogs that's going to be running after that same piece of meat. And they're going to have to make choices. And a new fence, it's like failing to put the lipstick on the pig.
Yeah.
You can only make things look so good, but maybe you put a little lipstick on it, might make that pig look better. But money can be a rusty fence. Yeah. If there's others that agree with you, that's one avenue that you might pursue. Regarding Ms. Holmes, I think I'm glad we're going to have her here for the February work session. Can I make a suggestion to the rest of us? Could we? Is there a way for you to have dinner with us one night and mm-hmm. and prep us a little bit on things to say or not to say regarding that meeting with her, because that'll be a special kind of a meeting, and we won't have many opportunities. And I don't want to say the wrong thing, but I think we've got mm-hmm. a lot to say in defense of Garner. Yeah. But I don't want to be playing defense the whole time. I'd like for it to be a productive meeting. Can you prep us a little bit?
Sure. And let's just say now, I think I know where we're coming from. Is that Garner is, I think we feel like sometimes that we have done a large part of our work for affordable housing, because so much of our housing stock is affordable.
Yes, sir.
Right?
Yes.
And I think that's how we feel. And you know, when I was mayor, right before that, we changed the sewer allocation formula, and the whole impetus behind that was so that folks could buy their second home in Garner, and that over the years that well, not the whole impetus behind that, but part of the impetus behind that was so folks could buy their second larger home in Garner. And I think we're in a different position now. We have been able to diversify our housing stock more over the past 15 years. But still, you know, compared to the West, the western part of Wake County, our housing stock is probably very affordable. And we want it to be affordable, and we want it to be attractive and to improve in every way. So I think I know what, isn't that part of what you're...
Yeah, and because I'd like to see what her expectations are of us but in a friendly and positive manner and not in a combative manner.
Right.
Because I'd be the first to say, what are you doing elsewhere? And right. that may not be the might not be right. the best way to lead off the conversation.
Right.
Don't expect Garner to bail you out. You know, that's my... Now, that's right. what I want to say.
Yeah.
But
it's
not every day that we have that opportunity, and I don't want to mess it up.
Well, I will talk with Mr. Dickerson about that, talk with y'all some more about that, and we'll figure that out.
Both of you put your heads together and give us the best of your advice. I appreciate the update on the election. That's... it's gonna be signs galore. One of the things that I think this is one of the few opportunities that the citizens have get a real a much better feel of what you're doing for us. But you're trying to manage a moderate sized budget. In dealing with the County Commissioners, Board of Education, Department of Transportation, CAMPO, and the General Assembly when it's in session.
Right.
And when I was reading your report, and you referred many times to the North Carolina Insider, and that makes your legislative work a whole lot more effective, so you can pick and choose your time there. All of that leads up to the budget you're dealing with, and I'll let you work that out with Rodney for the coming year, but have you had to make adjustments to try to fit it within what time and allocation of time you've had available? Is that a big challenge?
It is. It's worked. I've, the Insider has fit within our expense budget. I haven't done much traveling. I just spent that one overnight session in Wilmington. I would like to attend the CAMPO statewide conference coming up at the end of March or end of April, but I think it's in Durham or somewhere close by. It's just a challenge as it is with y'all to try to spend as much good relevant time as you can here and listening and trying to learn more about what's going on. It's I'd love to have more time to do it, but I try to do what I can and pick the most relevant opportunities to do that. I would like to go on the transportation front, especially I would like to go to Washington one time just to see if there's once a year, just to see if there's something else up there that we could use as a resource. But I don't know if that's going to be helpful or not. So, but we can talk about that later.
I go back to the work that you do. We could assign different people to handle each one of these five silos that we just mentioned with Board of Education and CAMPO, DOT. Mm-hmm. But when we've got one person that sees them all, and you can, sometimes there's two of them that are interrelated, sometimes maybe even three. Mm-hmm. There may be others. So it's important to have somebody like yourself, and we appreciate you doing this work for us. Almost finished. Mm-hmm. One of the things I think about, we go through some long sessions sometimes, and you are at the back end of the session. Mm-hmm. I hope enough for you and Rodney to talk about that and see if we could put you on earlier, and that helps manage the budget as well. Uh-huh. Last thing, you're making announcements about different people doing this and the 16 different seats that are up for grabs this time, so February 12th coming real soon. So what's your announcement? What are you going to be running for, Sam?
That's what I sent a text to one of the county commissioners who was in the meeting tonight. I said, isn't it true y'all are all running this year countywide, all seven of you, for two-year terms? And he said, yes. And his next question was, are you running? And I said, no, but 2 years sounds better than four. But it's going to be an interesting, busy local election, not even counting all the other things that are going on. So, but anyway, I'm not running.
Sam, let me, you know, the Metro Mayors Association, and I'm sure our current mayor knows more about that than I do. I'm familiar with it some, but I know you went to their meeting and had some interaction there. And I was intrigued to note that obviously apparently there was some discussion, maybe even a schism, if you will, regarding their continuing affiliation with the North Carolina League of Municipalities. And I couldn't help but note that I guess our two largest cities in the state suggested that there's merit in continuing that affiliation as opposed to hiring an independent executive. But I saw where, I guess, the majority of the members of the Metro Mayor Association decided to try to maintain that independence and to go after their own executive.
Yeah.
As one who has a lot of respect for the League of Municipalities, I'd be curious to know maybe what your take is on why some felt so strongly that they should not necessarily disassociate, but they should put their eggs in the basket of sort of being more independent from that.
Yeah, I don't know. I did not get a chance to ask Mayor Nancy or Mayor Lyles from Charlotte what they were thinking on and why they wanted to do that. But they're, but I think the won't the town managers have a relationship with the league, Rodney?
Yeah, we do. Actually, we don't have an executive director.
Mm-hmm.
So the affiliate, one of the affiliates from the league, actually handles a lot of our administrative duties.
Uh-huh.
And we've been talking about, you know, how we handle that going forward. But yeah, we have a really strong relationship with the league, and they come to our conferences and always do legislative updates and all those type of things. And actually, you know, we have conference calls from time to time. So yeah.
Are y'all an independent entity of the league?
No, we're separate.
Part of the league.
We're independent from the league. We're separate, but because, you know, the work we do and the work they do are intertwined so much, you know, we have a strong working relationship.
Well, I think that's maybe, you know, there are lots of administrative duties that an executive director would need to do, just budgeting, money, logistics, that kind of thing. So I know many of the mayors there wanted to explore the extent to which those could be handled as efficiently as possible. But we had, as you know, Julie White was a strong, independent, effective lobbyist, serving as executive director for the Metro Mayors, and so I think it just kind of depends on how things work out.
But Sam, you will admit there's a friendship between the Metro Mayors and the League of Municipalities.
Yes.
Stella, have you played the two here?
I'm not sure. I would have to check.
Yeah.
I can't see that we need to belong to both of them. We're automatically with the league.
Mm-hmm.
I say there's friendship. You hear about it, you read about it. The Metro Mayors won't take away the powers, League of Municipalities, I do believe. I want to disassociate with them. Just me.
Yeah, when they lobby, they seem to lobby kind of independently of each other. And both have substantial resources. The Metro Mayors has two or three contract lobbyists. And the league has a legislative director and at least three, maybe four other lobbyists. So there's a lot of folks working, and I'm sure all doing a lot of good work, but kind of working independently of each other.
Yeah, I think part of the issue is the league represents, you know, over 500 and something cities and towns, some large, some small, whereas the Metro Mayors is
34
is the largest cities in North Carolina. So sometimes their interest might be a little bit different than what the other, especially smaller towns may have. And so the league has to balance representing every one of them, whereas Metro Mayors only has to balance the largest ones. So it, sometimes it can be a dilemma depending on what the issue is. But I think there's a lot of dialogue now, and they're trying to figure out how they can work together and, you know, do good on both sides. So.
But thank you all for letting me do this. I've enjoyed the opportunity to get involved again. And anyway, please, I look forward to having individual conversations with you. And maybe we can go to lunch at Bums sometime soon. Find a good excuse to go to Greenville. And anyway, I've enjoyed doing it, and I'll be back to see you and keep working to keep you informed.
Has Bums relocated from Aiden to Greenville?
No, sure.
Maybe I could. We need to find something to do when Aiden or Greenville. Maybe we can visit the new mayor of Greenville and stop by for a bite to eat in Aiden. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Ma'am. Back to the agenda. Roger, you through with everything?
I'm done.
Have you done your report?
Okay, I can skip down to my manager reports.
Wait a minute, no committee report, right?
All right. Manager reports, standard reports to garner info. I have a list here in front of you, so if you have any questions. Building permit report, you can see continued activity there. And then the finance report lets you know how we stand as far as the budget, the most common items of the budget in relationship to the time of year. So we're doing well there. Another thing to report with the pending weather situation, a number of meetings have, postponed and rescheduled. So we were scheduled to have the Triangle Community Coalition meeting, but that's been postponed, and they're looking at either January 31st or February 28th to make that meeting up for our community chat. And so if you could just kind of give us an indication of which you prefer and get back with the clerk, and we can relay that information back to them. And then also the NAI CareAtlantic Realty Conference is going to be rescheduled for Monday the 22nd instead of tomorrow.
Or what were those dates on TCC?
January 31st or February the 28th.
What days of the week are those? I'll find that here.
TCC, January 31st is a month, Wednesday, and the 28th, is that a Wednesday also?
These are both,
both Wednesdays.
TCC likes to do Wednesday morning meetings if they can, and these were just the only two Wednesdays that in January or February that they didn't have a conflict or we didn't have a known conflict.
I could be available either one of those dates. I had planned to attend this one in the morning. If it's in the morning time, yeah.
Okay. All right. Just want to make you aware that the GPAC is going to be having a volunteer dinner. And I did not write that time down, but 6 o'clock. When is it? What's the date on that?
It was rescheduled, right?
Yeah, it's rescheduled because of the weather. So.
Is it 18th?
Yeah. Yeah. So they're going to reschedule that for the because of the weather.
Yeah.
I'd already written this down before they rescheduled it and gave us another time. So, but we'll be back in touch just to let you know that's coming up. And then the senior center is going to be celebrating Black History Month on the 7th, February the 7th. So they'll have some programs centered around that at the senior center.
Yeah.
That volunteer appreciation dinner was rescheduled to the 25th, according 25th. To the email. I
January
received.
25th.
Apparently just a week later.
Yeah. All right. And then I guess speaking of the weather, you know, we'll stay tuned to see what happens and, you know, make some decisions accordingly as far as town hall schedule. And we'll let you know how that turns out. But we'll try to do whatever's safe for the employees and the citizens and town hall in general. That's it. That's all I have.
Mr. Attorney, you have anything?
Don't have any reports.
Glad to see you tonight. We'll start with the council. Start with Ken Marshman.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I guess what you'd call the additional parking lot at the GPAC, the work is going on there, it appears. Does anybody know what's projected to be a date when that may be completed? Or
I don't have an updated completion date, no, sir, but work started there last week.
Okay. Yeah. All right. And that's paid for out of the bond money, isn't it?
Yes, sir. That is a bond project, and it was bid as a part of the Recreation Center project. So that is the same contractor starting the work over there, doing clearing work now. And my expectation is that they're probably preparing for a substantial amount of that work to be done this spring when the weather breaks.
Good. I didn't look closely enough at Garner Info to know if anybody has reported there's a substantial pothole on Avisboro Road just after you cross Timber Drive, headed, I guess that'd be south.
Yes, sir. It's in the system. It was actually listed two different ways in the system, but it's not on your report because it was coded as completed. So I have not seen that work today, but it indicated it may have been. So.
Okay. It's probably not going to get better with all the road scraping and stuff going on, but anyway, okay, that's good. And then the only other thing I had is, and probably now's not a good time, but I'm wondering when council members who would be interested, when it would be proper to maybe take a tour of the rec center. It's pretty cold right now, so it may not be a good time. I don't know what state of completion it's in, but I would be interested at some point in taking a look at that.
Probably not safe right now.
If we can arrange that, we can.
I think ideally we would probably get a little bit more progress done, just so it's an easier site to navigate. But we will definitely coordinate a tour as soon as the progress and the weather is appropriate.
Okay. Thank you. I think that's all I have for now.
Kathy?
Yes, sir. A couple things. We have a lot of new employees in the town in the various departments, and over the Christmas holidays we were going to events. I'm realizing I'm being introduced to people I've never seen before, like the two ladies at work at up front at Public Works. So I wonder if we could develop a method of bringing new employees in for us to meet and know who worked for us.
Well, we can do that. I know at one point we were doing that, and I don't know what happened with it, but yeah, we can do that
again. That would be really good. Okay. Second thing is that the Hardee's on Bandora Springs Road, across the street from Papa John's, there's been water standing in the ditch from the length of one driveway to another, fairly deep. I'm beginning to wonder if it's clogged up or something's broken there. That's all.
Jackie? No. Nothing? Okay.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, in our agenda package we have minutes from previous meetings, one of them being from the November 21st meeting. And when I asked the question if reasonable progress is being made on the construction of the rec center, and Mr. Chalk was here and told us that the anticipated completion date is still late May or June of 2018. Mr. Marshman asked about going and taking a tour. I think you can just stand on the sidewalk and look and see what you need to see. There's not a whole lot. I know we had some messy weather, but December was a slow month over there, very slow. I think we should take some extended holidays or something. But anyway, if it's completed in May and June or June of this year, it'd be a miracle. I mean, it's supposed to be ready in less than 6 months. I just don't see that happening. We'll be lucky if it's done this time next year, and I mean that seriously.
Beautiful day out there today, and there was no sign of life over there.
Nope. Most days there aren't a sign of life out there. And they don't leave working on the weekend if it's pretty weather. Pothole, Mr. Marshman mentioned. I sent it on Garner Info earlier. I know some citizens, I think, they complained. I think it got patched. But with the weather that we're going to have, it's going to pop right out again. And so they'll patch it again. The town doesn't repair the state roads. They just patch it. So it'll pop out again, but they're aware of it. But it's a Jim Dandy right there in your line. You have to watch it. It'll get your attention. Got mine one time. I also sent an email to staff. I'd had several people comment about the paving job that was done on Avisboro Road in front of the YMCA construction. They did it last week on what I thought was a cold day to be putting asphalt down, but anyway, they put it down. It's not very smooth at all. It's very
bumpy.
You know, Mr. Martin, you've ridden on it, so I pass that along to staff. I know that the town doesn't have a final say on that, being that it's a state road, and the DOT will have to pass off on that. But anyway, it's not as smooth as the rest of Avisboro Road, I'll say that, except where the pothole is. That's all.
But
several of you have mentioned the rec center. John, could you ask Tony that at the next monthly construction meeting, or call in advance and have the contractor to give us a new updated completion schedule for the rec center so he can report back to us in February?
Yes, sir. Tony's been working with them on some updated information we'll be bringing back to you.
Okay. Are we simultaneously, and I hate to have to plead ignorance, if I'm not mistaken, are we working towards hiring a consultant for the Greenway project off Buffalo Road? Are we?
Yes, we are, and we're starting the contract scope development and negotiation with the firm that we think we're going to go with, and if we can get that worked out successfully, then we'll bring it to you all for approval, hopefully at one of your February meetings.
I want to thank Matt for setting up the IT sessions that for the next 3 months. That makes a lot of sense. One thing about the Y that I would mention, I got an email today. I think it was from Melissa Oliver. It might have been from Bruce. But I think that their charter memberships, that initial month signing up memberships for without any membership fee, begins tomorrow. But what we were advised was to go online and sign up that way. Can anybody provide an update? I was under the impression we were short-handed in planning. There was a young lady that made a presentation about 2 or 3 months ago, but I'm led to believe that she is not Jenny's replacement or successor. So we are trying now to find Jenny Salt's successor.
Yes, sir. Interviews were conducted last week, and progress is moving forward on that position.
Rodney, looking up, if you could give us instead of waiting until May when we hear what the budget's going to look like, could you offer up some of the challenges and kind of the highlights of things that are going to be facing us in this new year's budget? Could you put that on your agenda for maybe in February?
Yeah, I can do that.
Sure. That ought to do it for me tonight.
Rick, do you have anything? Rick?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Mayor.
Go ahead. Get a minute. I want to mention one other thing.
You got anything, Chief? You have anything? All right.
Yes. The Mayor Pro Tem is usually responsible for getting council together to do our duties as it relates to annual evaluation of our manager. I was going to suggest that maybe at our next, our work session, we might just carve out a little time to talk about that process and to try to schedule a time to do that.
Begin the process.
Okay.
Very good. Anybody have anything?
I also mentioned that Rick got the on our Twitter page real quick, a picture.
That's quick.
Social media works. Oh. I'm sure it's been there. I just popped up on Twitter to look, but anyway, the picture of Chief Zudeman, Sergeant Young, Officer Taylor. Popped right up on there. Been on there recording this 49 minutes. That's how quick social media works, so thanks.
Chief, can you be humble and tell everybody where you're going to be this weekend?
Yes, sir.
Got to be humble.
I think we'll have perhaps a couple of guests that are on the dais down there. We'll be in Cherokee, North Carolina at the annual association meeting for the North Carolina Association of Chiefs of Police. That begins this weekend and runs through Wednesday morning of next week. Tuesday evening at the annual banquet, I'll be installed as the president of that organization for 2018. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. You'll be home Wednesday or as soon thereafter as your money runs out from the campus.
It really depends on how it goes, yes, sir. You just never know.
It's just one more star in our crown.
Yes, sir.
We get a lot of good stars. Anybody have anything else? Motion to adjourn.
Sam's got something.
Sam. On the crest, the school board just chose Dale Burns.
Interim.
You see it on Twitter?
Yeah.
And I hope y'all will remember he was there before.
He wasn't my favorite person, is he?
Move to adjourn.
Second.
Motion made, second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye. All right.